In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is the significance of Maundy Thursday? Simply put, it means the old has passed away, the new has come. The old has passed away, the new has come. The word Maundy is most likely taken from the Latin word mandatum, which means mandate or command. On this night, Jesus gave a new mandate to love one another as he has loved us. He gave a new mandate to take, eat, and drink of his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. You are present here tonight with the Lord in this sanctuary, following his mandate, just like the apostles who were present with the Lord in that upper room that we read in our gospel reading tonight. You are about to receive the benefits of eating and drinking the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine. As Luther writes in the Small Catechism, these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, show us that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. The old has passed away, the new has come. And as our readings are going to point tonight, we will see that Jesus is the true Passover Lamb and the great high priest of the new covenant. Jesus is the true Passover Lamb. In the gospel reading tonight from Luke chapter 22, we read, "Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed." The old Passover lamb takes us back to the days of Moses in the book of Exodus chapter 12. Egypt, the land that had saved the family of Joseph when he brought his father Jacob and his brothers to live there, escaping the famine, now had become a land of oppression and slavery for God's people. So under the leadership of Moses, the children of Israel were delivered from slavery in Egypt because the blood of a slaughtered lamb had been smeared over the doorposts of their homes. This first Passover took place at twilight on the 14th day of the first month, which corresponds to March and April of our calendar. After the blood had been placed over their doors, the lamb was to be roasted and eaten by the families that evening. The angel of death then passed over their homes and spared their firstborn sons because the blood of the lamb marked them as redeemed. Jesus, however, is the fulfillment of what the old Passover lamb represented. He took some of the unleavened bread and the wine used at Passover and mandated something new. He said, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that I pour out for you is the new covenant in my blood." We are here tonight to be served divine gifts by the Lord himself. When the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, was sacrificed, his blood was smeared upon the cross. The righteous judgment of God passes over the cross and sees us marked by the blood of the innocent slaughtered true Passover lamb. And so we are delivered from slavery. Slavery of sin, death, and hell. Therefore, take, eat, drink, and believe. Christ's body and blood are given and shed for you. You personally receive this gift through the means of this sacrament of the altar, this Lord's Supper, this Eucharist, this Lord's table, this Holy Communion. And the Lord still earnestly desires that you eat this Passover with Him always. The old has passed away. The new has come. Jesus is the true Passover lamb and the great high priest of the new covenant. Yes, Jesus is also the great high priest. In the epistle reading from Hebrews chapter 10, we read tonight, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith." The Old Testament high priests could offer only the blood of earthly lambs once a year on their own behalf and on behalf of the people. The blood of the lamb was sprinkled over the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant, which was the solid gold lid that covered the Ark of Covenant and was regarded as God's footstool or throne on earth. The Ark was in the Holy of Holies of the earthly temple in Jerusalem. And that was the place where one met God and where the high priest offered atonement for the sins of all the people of all Israel. Jesus is the great high priest who offers His own blood as the heavenly lamb, once for all time, on our behalf and on behalf of all people. The blood of this lamb was sprinkled over the mercy seat of the cross in the true Holy of Holies in the heavenly temple of the New Jerusalem. That was the place where one met God, and the great high priest offered atonement for the sins of all the people in all the world. So the old has passed away. The new has come. Jesus is the true Passover lamb and the great high priest of the new covenant. Certainly, Jesus Himself is also that covenant. Jesus is the new covenant. God's gracious covenants throughout the Old Testament were all in view of the incarnation of the Son of God in human flesh. All of them pointed to Jesus. Thus, in the Old Testament reading for tonight from Jeremiah chapter 31, we read, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord." This new covenant in Jesus Christ is now for all nations, for Jews, for Gentiles, for all of us. As the Lord announced through Jeremiah in our reading, "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord.' For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." This gracious attitude of God the Father towards us is now written on our hearts through the faith that He gives us. We are His people who know Him. Our iniquities are forgiven. Our sins are remembered no more. In holy baptism, we are His sons and daughters who are presented anew to the Lord. With our hearts sprinkled clean from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, as Hebrews 10 told us today. So, the old has passed away. The new has come. Jesus is the true Passover Lamb and the great High Priest of the new covenant. In the Lord's Supper, Jesus' body is given and His blood is poured out for us. We eat and drink in the kingdom of God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. As we have been exhorted in Scripture tonight, in the Scriptures tonight, and as we meet together during this Holy Week, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. The old has passed away. The new has come. Jesus is the true Passover Lamb and the great High Priest of the new covenant. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.